The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nussan Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia, Da Kufyud Gimel. Does crime pay? The Mishnah describes a situation where a person lends money and the debtor is not paying back, refusing to pay. So we have a halachas that if he has no money, the malve is entitled to take a mashkin. He can take a security to ensure or to encourage his loiver, the borrower, to pay back. But the Mishnah says you're very limited in what you can do. If you lend someone money, you are not allowed to just go and take a mashkon from him. You can't just seize his watch in a public place. You can't march into his house and take whatever you want for a security. You have to do it in Beistin. And you're not allowed to go into his house and take something. Little mashkoinoi. Why? Shenemar, there's a pasuk. Bachutz ta'amoid, wait outside. Vo'isha she'ato noisha boy, and the person who you lend money to, the borrower, he will bring out the item he chooses to give you for a mashkin. But you're not allowed to go into the house and take something. That's osur, that's alav de'oraisa. The Mishnah continues, you have to return the jug you have to return his matches Belilah at night so he can sleep on it. Even if you take a mashkan from him, you have some shibudim. The mashkan has to be returned by night. If you take a plow, he needs a plow to work with by day. You have a mitzvah, give him back the plow to work with by day. Toisus brings down the Gemara and Tumura. The Gemara and Tumura, Davov, deals with the machloikis Abai and Rava. The machloikis is brought down in the bottom of that dalom and base Omar Abaya. Abaya says, Kol milsa, anything, the Omar Rachmona loy savid. The Torah says, Alav do iraisa on it. Do not do this action. Im ovid, if the person does it nonetheless, mahani, it still helps. Rava Omar, Rava says, loy mahani, no. If you're over lab deraisa, if you do something the Torah explicitly says do not do this action, then your being over the lab is ineffective. You've not achieved anything. Frag the Gemara and Davov. The Hari Mashkin. What do you do about Mashkin? The Rachmona Omar, the Torah says, Loi sovoy el beisoy lavoit avoitoy, do not go into his house to take a mashkin. Usnan, and the Mishnah says, nonetheless, machaz yes hakor belailo, besamacharesha beyoim, you've got to return it belailo and beyoim only. Once you have a mashkin in your possession, you do have chiyuvim. You have to make sure that the loive has a mattress to sleep on by night, and he has a plow with which work by day, but even if it came to your hand be'isr, you're still entitled to reclaim it the night. He has a plow back, you give him his plow back, he goes and plows the fields, earns some money, you go back, take the plow back by night, take it home with you, and then that's a din mashkin, and next day you have to return to him again. Oh, but the mashkin helps. Yovid mahani, you've taken possession of the mashkin. What does Rava do with it? Hazoi fred the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Omar loch Rava. So Rava says no. Shiny chosam. Mashkin is taka different. Why? The Omar krob, because the pasuk tells me, hoshev toshev. I see there's a gzeres hakosuv. Hoshev toshev, give back the mashkin. There's a mitzvah sasei deiraisa to give back the mashkin. Toisus, the Ramaschil shiny, explains, v'tzoich lefoyesh l'rova. What? How does Rav learn the pasuk? Ainly ela shemashkinoi b'yeshus. Maybe I would think only if you were mashkin b'yeshus, you did it legally like Beis Din wanted. How do I know that you have a chiv to return it nonetheless? How do you know you have to give it back and you can reclaim it again? I returned it to him balaylo. How do you know you can reclaim it b'yoyim? The mahanet tfisa asoy. The tfisa, original tfisa helped, even though it was baser. Tamud loymer hoshev toshiv mikol mokoyim. The ribui hoshev toshiv tells me sai b'yishus, sai shaloy b'yishus, whether you took it halachically or whether you broke halach and taking it, nonetheless, he ovid mahani, it works in this case. And even rov is moida by mashkin, it helps. Now, while the svara of the extra gresa kosuv hoshev toshiv may help us legabi mashkin, but there's a halacha in Erechaim Simon Shin Lamed Tes Sif Dalid which causes problems. The Hagmachaber says ein donin, you can't pass an adin Torah on Shabbos. V'loy mikadshin, you can't mikadosh isha. V'loy cholzin, you can't do chalitza. V'loy miabin. V'ein koinzin, v'ein lakadshin, v'loy marichin. V'loy macharimin. V'ein poitin aben, you can't even do pidgin aben. He says, "V'kulam, all these things, passing din Torah, all these halachas, imnasu shoygin oy mezidin oy mutoin. The person did it, whether shoygig or mezid, masha osu osui. It works. It is chal. And there's no gzeres akosuv to tell you that it should work. I have no hoshev toshiv. And if we pask him like Rova, yovid loy mahani, why by these cases?" Isser Shabbos, a person's over Shabbos, we're saying, Yobid Mahani, why should these halachas work? This is similarly Paskin in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei, Sif Yud Aleph, Ein Koyin B'Shabbos, Kinyin Sudr. You can't be Koyin on Shabbos using a Kinyin Sudr. Vim Konu, Afapish Osu Aveira. If you were Koyin, even though until done Aveira, you were over alive, you can't buy and sell things on Shabbos on the Kinyin Sudr. Nonetheless, konu, you're still koine. The Sinai explains, hatam gzera shema yichto, if the is a problem, maybe you'll come to right. Well, come on, besoiv sim reish lamed hei, you find the same thing as well, later on, earlier in simin reish lamed hei. Well, come on. Hamoicher, oya koine kinyin b'shabes, yuem kippah pishamaki noisoi, even though we give him malkos ashe oba adir v'chachomim, he was over adir v'chazal, mai sov kayomin. Why should it work? So we should let the Avayan deploy a lois with his Mepulis. The Mordcha in Shavuos Ois Tov Shin Pei Dalet has a parallel case. Mishin Nishba Sam Mida Shavua Oi Kibel Chayrim. He made a promise. Shla Yitain Dobar Oi Loi Limkor Oi Yimchoil Choyvoi Oi Shar Dvorim. Person made a shavua, says, you know, I'm never going to sell my car to Reuven. I'm never going to sell my house to Shimon. I'm never going to be moichel, I'll never give him a present. He made such a shavua promise. V'ovar shavua, and he was over the shavua. Oy mochar, oy nosan, and he gave it away. What should the halacha be? Yovid loy mahani? Zogde motcha? Ein b'maisav klum. There's no effect. It didn't help. He was over. He sold something after he made a promise not to do it. It doesn't help. Loy of a klum. You can't be over an iser. Yovid loy mahani. And the Yamshu Shloima, brought down by the Mogen Aram in Simin Shilamites, if you'd know Chaim, asks the Stira, Mai Shano, how is Shabbos different? Mehanishpa, Samu makes a shua, Shloy Linkoy. I'm not going to sell. V'obar u'mochad embim chrosay klum. That doesn't help. The Mogen Avraham suggests terrorists based on the end of the Mordcha. If we look again in the Mordcha, he explains, ein v'maisav klum, why? Why does Mechira, giving something away after you made a promise, a shavua, that you're not going to do it? It doesn't help. He says, that they atzmoy Ibeid koichoi uzchusoi beneder. What he did was the person gave away by himself that koyach, that ability to sell. When a person owns an item, he has bias over that item 100%. I can do what I want. I own a sandwich. I can eat the sandwich. I can throw it in the garbage. I can give it to my friend. I can sell it. But once I make a shavua, a promise, I'm not allowed to sell it. I've taken that bias away. I now only own the sandwich, possibly 90% or 80%. I can still eat the sandwich. I can still throw it in the garbage. I can maybe pass some Kaddish on Isha with it. Marry a lady Isha with the sandwich, if it's worth a Shavu'ah Pruta. Oh, but I can't sell anymore. That koich I gave away. In which case, whereas I normally I have 100% balance of the sandwich, I can do what I want, my Shavu'ah has taken that away. Once it's taken away, I no longer own that. If I no longer own that, I can't sell it. Azoi, the same way I cannot sell someone else's sandwich because it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to somebody else. So I can't sell my own sandwich if that koyach, that power, that ability, that bias to give away, to sell, I gave away b'shavua. Oh, but we have a tois in Tumura, Davov, which l'chore casts difficulty on this hesber. Tois just asks over there, when the Gemara tries and explains what exactly is the machlokes abaye v'rovo, but my pligi, when will you find the case in which they argue? Toisus asks, v'im toimer, say, neima di pligi bihochi. I have a good example of where the machlokes abaye v'rovo, practically, could go in odom, shenishpa, shlodigayase, ishtoi. A person with a shvua, I'm never going to divorce my wife. V'achakach ova v'gisha, and he was over the avera, he was a megarisher. Frank Toys is still a baya mahani. Luchoyer should come out loyta baya. Yovin mahani. You're over Yeshua, but it helps anyway. Ul Rav loy mahani, but loy Rav it won't help. Yovin loy mahani geishin won't help. Given the ova a memra drachmona because he was over. Toys suggests to Teres why this can't be a machloikus. Why Rav would be moid in this situation. Yesh loy mar kiven she'ein ho isur. Since the Isser, the what you're being over, the Isser being breaking your Shavuah, is k'moy lo yuchal l'shalcha, it's not like the Isser Rachmar, the Torah says, lo yuchal l'shalcha, don't send her out, you're never allowed to divorce, lo yuchal l'shalcha koyomov, by someone, by my onesim mefate, you're never allowed to divorce her. This is a different Isser. This Isser, Torah describes, shubada esa Isser. He created it himself. B'chai Gavna, in such a case, loy omar Rava doy mahani. Rava never said, loy mahani doesn't help. The Shtam Kubet says, ois lamedhei, explains divrei toisus, loy mahani, why? Shu goram eso iser me'atzma b'chai Gavna. He created the iser himself. What he did was, there was no iser to garish his wife. He had the kichoyef to divorce his wife. There was no problem. She wasn't an oinus in the footer. Nonetheless, he created the iser with his shavua. By creating an iser with his shavua, that's not enough to make the chalois get not chal. Obel echoyra, loy the hesper we said before in the motcha and shavuas, like the Magen Avraham wanted to say in the yam shloime, the yam shloime is kasha from nishba shloim limkor. L'chayra, this person had a yecholus, a bias of the wife, able to divorce her. He made a shvua and he took that bias away. L'chayra b'shver, mehechetesa. I should be mechalik between get, a shvua not to be mekarish, and be mechalik a shvua not to sell. Dos haste, it seems to be that as where I create an iser, through my shavua, not to do something, not to be megarish, the shavua does not help, and the gerishin is still chal. So perhaps by mechira as well. That's why the mechira is still chal. And as zoivi on Shabbos, I said on Shabbos, the mechira is chal. So perhaps mechira by shavua should also be chal. Me'echet teis a mechira by shavua should be different. So to answer the kash of the yam shloime differently, the Machatzis HaShekel brings down a parallel case of a Mekach Hanaseh B'Issur Ribis. Someone sold something and he incorporated Ribis, interest, into the Mekach, which is an Isser. And he zog there Mekach Kayim. The Mekach is Kayim, even though it was done Ribis, with Ribis. Fragt er, Maishno me einoider, oi nishpa sholimkor, da mekach bottle. Why is it different to the case of the Mordechai, where a person made a shvua not to say, well, it's not chal? Why is the mekach hanase beribis is yechal? It does help. The Tirates, he explains, davka b'neder oi nishpa, on a case of neder oi shvua, daide ha neder oi shvua, I efshar limkoi klal beheter. It's now become impossible to sell this chayfetz. This sandwich, whatever it is now glued to the owner. I can't sell because I can't sell without being over a shvua. L'chein eina mechira chala. Therefore, there is no ability anymore to sell this item. Ava b'issa ribis, where I sell something b'ribis, efshar lasas ha mekach beheter. I could sell the item without incorporating ribis into the contract, without making an iser on it. In which case, lochein afil naseb ribis, if it's done ribis mikom mokom mekach kaim, the mekach is still a kaim, it's a good mekach. Ulfiza afir terois, gam kushuz maharsham yu shabbos. Dishani iser shabbos. Because iser shabbos is the same situation. Why? Dhoya efshar, because it's very possible. Sell the item on Sunday, sell the item on Friday. Why Davka Shabbos? We bow it's possible to dispose of the item, get it out of my rishus, b'mechira, even not on Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos is not viewed as an imposition, a way of. It's a way of getting rid of the item out of your shoes, the mechira will be chal. This still leaves over the question of why the Isser Bodom Liboy of Lagash Ishtoi, where Lichor, he gave away that Zechus, he gave away that Koyach, nonetheless, we see, Tosis holds, that is not enough to prevent the Gershon Michal Loidrova. Meicha Tais, it should be Anders from Mechira, we'll blab with this Kasher.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.